Today on From His Heart, learn exactly who hates God's love.
God's love can never, ever, ever affirm sin. He will not do that because God hates sin. Hey, right is right, even if nobody's doing it. Wrong is wrong, even if everybody's doing it. And God is holy. And so the world hates the truth, and the world hates God's love. They would love for God to be the way they want Him to be.
Thank you for joining us today for the Monday edition of From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you." But why does the world hate Jesus and hate those who follow after him? Pastor Jeff gives us two reasons why in today's lesson, as well as the response we need to have in light of the world's hatred. The message is entitled, "Hating the Love." And it's from the timely seven-message series, The Truth in Love. And the series is also our gift of thanks this month to you for your support from His Heart. It's available on CDs, DVDs, USB flash drive, or an immediate MP3 download. Your choice. Just go to fromhisheart.org for the information. Right now, though, open your Bible to the Gospel of John. Here's Pastor Jeff to continue the lesson he began last time about what causes so many people to keep hating the love.
John chapter 15, verse 17 and following. Verse 17 says this, "This I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father as well. But they have done this in order that the word may be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause." Now, here's the question I want you to consider. Why does the world hate Jesus and his followers? Because the world hates the truth. That's why it hates Jesus. That's why it hates his followers, because it hates the truth. He's full of truth. "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Everything that he said was truth. There was no deceit in his mouth. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. Look at verse 22 again. It says, "If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sin. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father as well." Jesus came, and what did he do? He did miracles such as the world has never seen. He basically eradicated disease out of Israel. Everyone that came to him was healed. He fed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He calmed the sea. He did all these amazing things. So much so that even the Pharisee Nicodemus, he came to Jesus, John chapter 3, by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher sent from God, for no one can do the works that you do unless God is with him." And Jesus used the miracles to point to the fact that he is God in the flesh, and he came and called men to repentance. See, some people get the wrong idea about Jesus. They say, well, you know, people just need to be, the church just needs to be more like Jesus. I was watching a video this morning about Todd Friel. He was on the street preaching. He's the guy that has wicked radio, a wretched radio, and a Christian guy that talks about the wretchedness in our world. He was on the street preaching, and a girl confronted him who said she was a Christian, and she said, what you're doing is harmful. And he said, why is that harmful? She said, because you need to be more like Jesus. He said, well, what is that to you? Well, Jesus just loved people. He was just, he never spoke like you did. He just preached love. And that was her mindset. That was what she thought in her mind. What did Jesus preach? He did preach love. He did preach love your neighbor, but that's not all he preached. He preached a message that got him in so much trouble with the authorities that they nailed him to a tree. John the Baptist began his ministry. He was a forerunner of Jesus. He began his ministry and he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, when Jesus began his ministry, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The same exact thing. He was calling men to repent. He was speaking to them about their sin and their need for repentance. Jesus said, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And anytime the Bible talks about perishing, it means perishing forever in hell. Why would Jesus preach a message like that? Well, he would speak the truth about people and he would speak about their sin because sin must be exposed and it must be confronted. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, what does he do? He convicts the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. That sin, you're a sinner and God is righteous and there's judgment that is coming for every sinner who doesn't repent and put his faith and trust in Jesus. Sin must be exposed and confronted so that sin can be confessed and forsaken. See, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. You're not going to be able to be forgiven unless you turn from sin. You're not going to turn from sin unless your sin is exposed to you and shown to you, and you have to come face to face with the fact that I have sinned. Hey, the world hates Jesus because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's abounding in loving kindness and truth, and truth exposes the sin, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. So that's the first reason they hate Jesus. Love in the flesh, truth in the flesh. Second reason, not only do they hate the truth, the world hates God's love. You say, oh, I'm not even going to write that on my notes. That's not right. The world hates God's love. The world loves God's love. They do. Jesus is love in the flesh. And they nailed him to a tree. The world does not love God's love. The world wants God's love to be what they want it to be. And it is not what they want it to be. See, God's love can never be divorced from truth. God's love is connected to truth. And so we have the guardrail. Why did God put up the guardrail? To be mean? No, he put it up in love. He put it up to protect you and to protect me, and that's why it's there. And the Lord says, listen, if you go past this, then you find on the other side, you go down a cliff. And you go down a cliff, you're gonna roll and break apart. And then I'm gonna come with the ambulance to try and pick up the pieces, but you're going to be hurt. And I don't want you to hurt yourself. And so God gives the truth in love. There is love in the truth. And he gives the ambulance. That's our designation for love. So this is our designation for truth. This is our designation for love. But the ambulance and the hospital associated with the ambulance, that administers truth. It comes in love, but it comes with truth. These things, love and truth can't be separated. They are inseparably linked. The scripture says in Psalm 85, verse 10, loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Now, You can't separate those. By loving kindness and truth, the scripture says in Proverbs 16:6, by loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for. If you try and remove one of those, either loving kindness or truth, iniquity is not atoned for, because both of those are required for iniquity to be atoned for. It says that loving kindness and truth go before God's throne. They're there. They're there connected. Jesus is full of grace and truth. Those things are connected. And so the people, they hate God's love because it's connected to God's truth. And our world today wants to divorce truth from love. It wants to separate that out and say, well, I just want all the goodness of God. I just want all the nice things about God, but I don't want any of the truth. Well, you can't do that. See, God's love can never be divorced from truth. And secondly, God's love can never, ever, ever affirm sin. He will not do that because God hates sin. It says in Habakkuk that his eyes are too pure to look upon sin, to look upon sin with favor. He will not do it. Sin is an anathema to God. It's just so foreign to his being. It can't be in his presence. When Adam and Eve sinned, what did God do? He banished them from the Garden of Eden. They couldn't be in that garden anymore. God can't have fellowship with sin. We need to learn our lesson from that. Hey, right is right, even if nobody's doing it. Wrong is wrong, even if everybody's doing it. And God is holy. And so the world hates the truth, and the world hates God's love. They would love for God to be the way they want him to be. You remember how I told you that we have people talking about, well, my truth. My truth. Well, that's your truth, but this is my truth. And it's not my truth, your truth, his truth, her truth. It's just truth. And some people do the same with Jesus. They say, well, you know, that's not what my Jesus would do. Well, my Jesus does it this way. My Jesus does it that way. Oh, time out. You don't have a Jesus. It's not my Jesus and your Jesus. It's just Jesus. He is who he is. God is who he is. He's not who you want him to be. He is who he is. Now, he is altogether lovely. He is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands. He is far better than your mind can comprehend, but he is who he is. And people want God to be the way they want him to be. What they want it to be is, I can do whatever I want and God still blesses me with health, wealth, and prosperity. And if I just have that, then this Jesus thing is wonderful. But if life goes down the tubes for me, then I'm going to be like Job's wife, curse God and die. Hey, God is who God is. God allows things to happen in your life and my life that he doesn't ask our permission. He does what he does. He is king. He is sovereign. He spoke the worlds into existence. To understand the mind of God, the mind of God is like the Pacific Ocean, and your mind, my mind, is like a thimble. It's like a teacup. And we demand answers from God, and God says, you're never going to understand what I do. The heavens, as far high as the heavens are above the earth, so are far my ways above your ways, my thoughts above your thoughts. So the world hates the truth. The world hates God's love. So what do we do? Because see, Jesus said, if the world hates me or hates you, know that it hated me because before it hated you. And the reason it hates you is because you follow after me. So what are we to do in this world that doesn't really like us very much? Well, point number three, the world needs to see Christians behaving like Christ. Scripture says in John 15, beginning in 26, verse 26, Jesus said, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me, and you will bear witness also because you have been with me from the beginning. We bear witness. Jesus said, you shall be my witnesses, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Interestingly, the word for witness in the Greek is where we get our English word martyr. You shall be my martyrs. And we're seeing a lot of martyrs who stand speaking the truth in love. Hey, there are four musts for a Christian who lives in this world today, in this Romans 1 world. First must, we must shine and share. We shine for Christ. We live a life that's pleasing to Him, and we tell people about Him. We tell them about Jesus, who's mighty to save. We tell Jesus people that Jesus has saved us. And when we turn from sin and turn to the Savior, He changed our lives, not necessarily on the outside, but on the inside. On the inside. Doesn't mean you turn to Christ and all of a sudden, hey, I gave my life to Christ and He gave me a BMW. It's not like that. I turned my life to Christ and He gave me joy in the midst of suffering. He gave me peace that passes understanding. I enjoy the fellowship that comes from walking with God. That's something that money can't buy and death can't take away. He gave me that. We shine and we share and we tell people and warn people about what is coming. In the book of Ezekiel, the Lord says this, chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself. That's the job of a Christian, to warn people to flee from the wrath that is to come. To tell people they are going the wrong way. Not because we don't love them, because we do love them. And if they keep going in that direction, they're going to run into a truck that's going to end their lives forever. Forever. Hey, we're to shine and share, and we're to tell people the truth. And we must see people, the second must, as Jesus sees them. Those for whom Christ died. Some of the people that do things that just would make your skin crawl, that's somebody that Jesus died for. And so we see people, no matter what sin they're in, we see them as those for whom Christ died. They're not the enemy. They're the mission field. They're the ones that's the reason we're here. Because Jesus said, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Hey, He chose us out of the world, sent us back to the world to be a witness to the world, to tell people you're going the wrong way. Turn around and confess and repent of your sins and put your faith and trust in Jesus, and you'll be going the right way. Jesus saw Zacchaeus in a tree. Everybody else just saw a tax collector. Yuck, the worst of the worst. But Jesus said, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must go to your house. And Zacchaeus was saved. And then the third must, we must be led by the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus said, the Spirit of truth is coming. He'll bear witness of me. And you'll bear witness of me, because you shall be my witnesses. You shall receive power to be my witnesses. And listen, in a Romans 1 world in which we live in today, and things changing all around us, and people tearing down guardrails, and it's hard to know, how do I live in this world? You are led by the Spirit. I am to be led by the Spirit, so we know when to say something and when to not say something. We always say something eventually. You can't be a silent witness. Well, I'm just going to witness with my life and not with my lips. No, we say something, but sometimes we need to back off, especially with family. You have family time, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, or what kind of family get together? How many have some weird family members? Anybody other than myself? You have some weird family members? You have some family members that are doing some stuff that you're just like, man, that guy's blown past the guardrail big time. And what do I do? How do I act? You know, it's hard to just give you, we do this, do that, do the other. Here's the thing. Lord, help me. Show me how to be the witness you want me to be. Show me how to warn them, but how to do it in a way that would minister to them, that would speak to their hearts, never watering down the truth. But help me, Lord, give me wisdom, led by the Holy Spirit. And then fourth must, we must understand that we're not going to be popular. I think everybody likes to be liked. I like for people to like me. Did you know that there are some people that don't like me? It's amazing. I have to remind myself about that sometimes. Not everybody likes me. And some people will say to me, they say, well, you know, Jeff, sometimes you preach on things and I just can't believe you said that. It never crosses my mind that it could be offensive. It's just like, well, that's what God says. You got a problem with it? Take it up with God. I didn't write the book. It's what he says. And so I just let it rip. And it's just like, this is what the Lord says. And if the shoe fits, wear it. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody. And so if the shoe fits, wear it. And listen, I'm telling you, if you're going the wrong way, you're going the wrong way. You need to turn around because I don't want to see you hit the truck and ruin your life forever. Understand that we're not going to be popular. Verse 19, if you were of the world would love its own, but because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, and they did, they will also persecute me, you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. The preachers today want to be popular, want everybody to like them. I like people to like me, but I'm not going to compromise the word of God. And it says in the word that we're not going to be popular. If you stand for Jesus, it's going to be tough. Hey, as we close out today, we've been talking about the love of God and the truth of God. And here's the question for you, because maybe you're here and you've never turned around. Maybe you're going all out in the wrong direction, living in sin and thinking it's no big deal. It's a big deal. And that sin is going to kill you. And the Lord says, turn around. I love you. I want to save you. If you will repent and believe, turn from your sin and turn to me, you'll find my arms open wide and I will lavish you with my love and grace. What is your answer to him?
Jesus Christ gave his very life so that sinners like you and me could be reconciled to him. He tells us in his holy word that if you'll just come to him by confessing your sins and trusting in him alone, he'll receive you, and all your sins will be forgiven for now and for forever. Well, your life will change too now, because you'll have a new purpose for living, to glorify him in all things, and you'll want to glorify him by loving him and serving him so faithfully. We hope that you will go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link to find out more about what it really means to receive Jesus as your Lord and make him your Savior. Today, you heard part two of the lesson, Hating the Love, from Pastor Jeff's timely series, The Truth in Love. And this series is our special gift of thanks to you for your support this month to From His Heart. It's 7 messages total, and you can get it on DVDs, CDs, a USB flash drive, or as an MP3 download. Your choice. Make your gift today by calling 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. Your gift will help us speak the truth everywhere, here and around the world, every day. So thank you. And thank you for joining us on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting you'll be here tomorrow for the next lesson in the Truth in Love series. Join us on Tuesday to learn that silence is not an option. That's when we'll again open God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more when you go to fromhisheart.org.